Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Okay, people, this is your microphone, Berlusconi. My name is Itayo Mustafa. A lot of people call me Mashaq. A lot of people call me the man of the people. A lot of people call me the people of the man. But I remain your personal person. Just call me Mashaq. Let's vibes. It's Saturday. We are on number one Afrobeat radio station globally. Radio Africana, you can't get it better. Welcome to today's program. We have quite a lot of things to talk about today. We have an eminent Nigerian in the studio today to tell us what she has been doing about our NGO. She has been exploring, she has been exploiting. A selfless Nigerian who has taken up that gauntlet to talk about your fundamental human rights, to talk about autism, to talk about the freedom that we all advocate for. Vibes with Marshall on Radio Africana. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Now the way you dey do the things you do, oh. It be like say you get plans for me and you. Oh. If I put it on you, you put it on me. What a man can do, a woman can do. So if you do me, I do you. Man no go vest up on the dance floor. Man no go vest, touch me, I touch you. Man no go vest, you say. Man no go vest, I say. Man no go vest.
If you do me, I do you. Man no go vest, step on the dance floor. Man no go
so
vest.
Won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
So make you leave it to me some more.
Some more.
They get to see the do.
Oh yeah, that was P Square. Do me, I do you. It's a balanced life. Whatever you give, that's what you're gonna collect. P Square, do me, I do you. I don't know whether they still did together seven. All these stories we would hear up and down. The brother come, P Square day, you know day, they make up today, they break up tomorrow. We don't even know what's happening. And those are, P Square is just one of the formidable groups we had in Nigeria back then. They ruled the world. And I'm not sure if they are still ruling up till now. Yes, on our discourse today, we're talking about identity. And I always tell people identity is an identity. What makes a man is an identity. Your color is your identity. Your language is your identity. Your personality is your identity. But a lot of people have asked me, what does identity mean? In my own layman's language, I've seen identity to be the unique set of characteristics that can be used to identify a person as themselves and no one else. There's something in advertising called USP. It is unique selling point. So your unique selling point is your identity. The word identity can be used in different ways in different contexts, but on a personal level, identity refers to a person's sense of self meaning how they view themselves as compared to others. When we're talking of identity, we're talking of that unique ways that define you. One person might choose to emphasize their family, religion, and interest when describing their identity. A different person might emphasize their race, neighborhood, and job as important parts of who they are. But all in all, your identity is you. You are your identity. It is the concept you develop about yourself that evolves over the course of your life. It's your lifestyle. It's not really about your name. It's about your virtues. It's about your character. It may even include aspects of your life that you have no control over, such as where you grew up or the color of your skin, as well as the choices you make in life. But the most important thing is that you must mold your identity. You must nurture your identity. Identity may be acquired indirectly from parents, peers, and other role models. Children come to define themselves in terms of how they think their parents see them. But the most important thing is that your identity must be positive. Your identity must be impactful. It must be value-adding. Social identities are constructed and fluid. We express our identities through such things as choice of language, non-verbals, clothing, body language, expression, tribal marks, you know, our lifestyle all define our identity. And funniest thing in psychology, the term identity is most commonly used to describe personal identity or the distinctive qualities or traits that make an individual unique. All in all, your identity should be your identity. There is a drink in South Africa. The drink is called Unkwoboti. And when you talk about Unkwoboti, it is the identity of the South Africans. Ageless Von Shaka Shaka gave us a dose of what Unkwoboti is all about. Let's check it out.
When Mazamin, Unkwoboti. When Mazamin, Unkwoboti. When Mazamin, Unkwoboti. When Mazamin, Unkwoboti.
Come on.
Okay, people, that is Unkwobotsi. It is an identity of the South Africans. I don't know whether it is alcoholic. I've never taken it before. Thank God I'm a pastor. I don't take alcohol, except a very cold, chilled bottle of Trophy. Once I have that, I am okay. Still talking about identity. Going by research, a lot of authorities have come up with 8 ways of an iconic identity. We're talking of your ability. You're talking about your age. You're talking about your ethnicity. You're talking about your gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, and social economic status. All these are just grammars. Everything boils down to the fact that just be who you are. Do what you can. Don't overstretch. Don't go to the extreme. Don't promise what you cannot do. Don't pretend what you are not. Be who you are and be good to people so that people can be good to you. There is a saying that says, good things happen to good people. It is automatic. It's a law of natural phenomenon. Good things happen to good people. When you do good, good would absolutely come to you. Okay, people. Like I said earlier, we have a Nigerian in our studio today, an eminent Nigerian for that matter. She has been doing a lot of good things, both for herself and for the Nigerian community within and outside Manchester, United Kingdom. She runs an NGO called Hopeful Heart Women Empowerment and Gender Equality. I'm sure with that name, you will understand absolutely what she has been advocating for. She has been advocating for the fundamental human rights. She has been advocating for autism. She has been advocating for equality among genders. She has been advocating for human capacity development and empowerment. She's here today in our studio to share with us her experience, where she has been coming from, where she is now, and where she is going to. And when I'm saying she, I'm not personalizing it. I'm talking about her organization, their projects, their aims, their objectives, their missions, and what they intend to do, how they intend to impact not only on Nigerians living in Manchester, but on the black community as a whole. Before I start talking to this person I'm talking about, I would like us to take a break, take a cup of coffee if you are a coffee person. If you are a Trophy person, take a bottle of Trophy. If you are a wine person, take a glass of wine. And let's go all over again when we come back with Tiwa Savage. All over.
Scatter this place tonight. Dancers sweating like in a fight. We must settle this thing tonight. Yeah. Come, let us catch some feelings for night. Yeah. And if you tell me, say make a fellow. Because of you, eh, I get to go strong. This feeling got me falling. All over. Get out of something they do me for body, oh. All over. I make you make me spend this money, oh. All over. This one I get literally and Romeo. Original of Bungalow, Bobo. Saying I'm me, where you make them shock, oh. Love me, Jeje. because of you, where I get to go.
Okay, people, welcome back. That was Steve Savage. All over. I don't know what is going all over. Whether it's the love that is going all over, whether it's the peace, whether it's the virtues that is going all over. But everything must go all over. On today's program, Vibes with Marshall on your global number one Afrobeat radio station, Radio Africana. Based in Manchester, but I tell you, this radio station is ruling the world. Trust me, you can take that to the bank. It's absolutely ruling the world. Before I start talking with my guest today, let me round up with my identity story. And I want to ask my listeners, how do I figure out my identity? We've talked about what identity means. We've talked about how you can generate your identity. What are the factors that will shape, nurture, and determine your identity? Now, we need to look at how do I figure out my identity? And they are quite simple. By embarking on self-discovery, you can absolutely figure out your identity. Engaging in self-reflection, you can figure out your identity. Exploring your interest and passion, absolutely, you can do that to figure out your identity. Assessing your strengths and weaknesses, that is where we have the SWOT analysis, which comes in, your strengths, your weakness, and all that. Evaluating your values and beliefs. Seeking feedback from others. You can't know all. Absolutely, you cannot know all. There are some things we do cautiously and unconsciously that we don't even take cognizance of it. It is people that will come up and say, hey, bro, hey, sis, this is what you're doing. This is good and this is bad. Embracing growth and adaptability and living authentically. I love that one. Living authentically. And that has actually been my own philosophy of life. For anybody who knows Marshall, Marshall is just Marshall. Marshall will tell you the way it is. Give you straight up. If it's good, if it's bad, if it's ugly, Marshall will do that. And Marshall will never pretend. Marshall will never lie. Marshall will say it the way it is. And once you live authentically, your personality will count. Your identity will count. Your value would absolutely, absolutely count. So, my peeps, Vibes with Marshall on Saturday today, please know your identity is you. You are your identity. Okay. Like I said earlier, I want to welcome my guest to today's program. She will be doing most of the talking, because I have been doing most of the talking all this while. Let me zip up and allow my guest to say a lot about what she has been into. She has an NGO that I said, Hopeful Heart Women Empowerment and Gender Equality. My guest today is Miss Oluwabunmi Mary Fagbemide. I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
I'm not good with names. Oluwabunmi Mary Fagbemide. Madam Mary, like we all call her in Manchester, is the founder of Hopeful Heart Women Empowerment and Gender Equality Trust. This organization is a registered charity organization owing to the result of the marginalization of women in the community, without discrimination of genders. Now, Madam Mary, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marsha.
It's nice having you here. You're gonna be
probably the first advocacy guest we'll be having on this program. So it's my pleasure to welcome you. Can you tell us who you are and what your project is all about?
Thank you so much, Marshall. Thank you for the opportunity today. My name is Oluwabunmi Mary Fagbemide, which everybody knows me as Sister Mary back in Nigeria. Yeah, Of Heart Trust, Women Empowerment and Gender Equalities. I'm the founder of it in collaboration with the Mobi Disability Trust. She is my boss and a very good one. She's so awesome. And by name, she's called Counselor Sherita Mandogwe. I give kudos to her and I give a lot of regards to her. As a woman of virtue and as a woman that supersedes all things, the project, the charity, comes as a result of how the struggle of some women started and how we can stand firm in the society. Women empowerment and gender equalities interrelated together as one. And that is where I come about the topic, women empowerment and gender equalities, which I now sum it up to be a hopeful heart. What is hopeful heart? Hopeful heart is an aspiration, is what you believe, what you're going to get, and what you're going to achieve. Women empowerment means, how can women stand in the society? What is the voice of women in the society? What is the voice of women in our global economic for today? Gender equalities is all about women, men, talk of it, races, and so on, without no discrimination. We can see that it's all interrelated together. And without the gender equalities, without women, we can't come to a conclusive good and socioeconomic cohesion in our environment, community, home, and at the world at large. The purpose of women empowerment and social equalities as an organization of Hopeful Heart is all about the skill, the purpose, autonomy, economy, and engagement of every individual as a human being. What do I mean by skill? That is the ability of what you can do, what you can put at the table. What do I mean by purpose? Your choice of interest in life, and autonomy, your right to decision making in life as an individual or as a person. And the community. Community is when we come together as one to bring things together, to work in cohesion and to work in social inclusion in order to make our community and the world a better place. Engagement. I am employing everyone today as a gender person or as a woman in empowerment, that we should all come together to form a better world, to form a better community, and to form a better place for ourselves as an individual. Thank you very much, Macha, for giving me the opportunity to speak on this program today. And I would like to say a little bit in our own mother language, which is in Pidgin English. Good afternoon, everybody. You know, welcome. Nado, really, I'm not a very good Wafi person, but in my own little way, I go feel rap the one my feel rap.
Sure.
Today, Bumi don't come, alias Sister Mary. Today, Bumi bring to na year today, women empowerment and gender equalities. Waiting we come cop and come call them awful hearts. Waiting be awful hearts, that is, waiting will they think of, waiting will believe. And I know back then in Nigeria, everybody they get up, we will say, a better Nigeria, better world. Yes, that is the word up for what, waiting will they think of. And when we talk of gender equalities and women empowerment, we want make our women self, make their two they stand. Make we stand as a woman. Make we self see ourselves. Not be everything man go they do. Oh, today now man go do this, man go do that. Everybody na human being. And now waiting will mean say na gender equalities be that. If you say I be man, I be woman. Yeah, we are all one together. And we should be able to may we bring the community come together. May we do the work together so that we will get better life for this world. Not be all about ozu. We don't tire for ozu. May men come outside, may women self come outside, may we come do a better world. for ourselves. May we promote a lot of things for our community, for the world, not only in Manchester or not only in UK, but for the world at large. So my people, this is your one and only Oluwabunmi Mary Fagbemide, known as alias Sister Mary. So for today, the one may we can't do today now just to come introduce ourselves a little bit. But next time we they come again, may we can give now more insight into waiting Hopeful Heart, Women Empowerment and Gender Equality as they do. And waiting we go they do for Manchester and the world at large. Not be only Manchester we do, and not be only UK. We also did for Nigeria itself. So in Amena Day Nigeria, Mena they expect us very soon. We are coming there live and direct with Radio Africana too.
Okay. All right, my people, Sister Mary, Mother of Jesus. That was a good one. You took me back memory lane when we did, as we did talk up for Nigeria.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go on break, I want to ask specifically, is your project about women or is it about both genders? Because from the way you've been talking about what you've been doing, you've been really emphatic about the female gender. Is it particularly about the female gender or it's about both?
Oh, thank you, Masha. It's about both. That is why we call it Women Empowerment and Gender Equalities. But I said earlier on that it's interrelated. That is an organization that deals with both women and both men. We are to work together as one. But where the situation whereby women comes in is, we want the voice of the women in our economy. We want the voice of the women in political sectors. We want the voice of women in geographical settings and all over the world. We should not just see it as if it is just the men that are doing it. That is why we also have gender equalities, where the men too can, like, you know, give us a push and said, yes, you can do it. If we have women counselor in our midst, that means they have the ability to do it. And she happens to be one of my mentors, which is Sherita Mandogwe. And I look around, how many of we women are doing some certain things in our economic or in our community or in our country? We should stand up as a woman. But I'm not speaking in the aspect of women alone. I'm speaking in both genders. We should all stand up to do a better things for ourselves so that we could make a better world for ourselves. Thank you, Masha.
Okay, Sister Mary, am I right to say that are women lonely in the world? How do they feel lonely in the world? Are they lonely? When I say women, I'm talking about teenagers, I'm talking about married women, I'm talking about widows, I'm talking about aged women. Are they lonely? Am I right to say they are lonely?
Oh, Masha, you are a bit right and you're not right. The way I see women in the world now is women are really thriving. We have loads of women with focus, with abilities, with strength. But in the world today, women felt they have subject and they are object. I will bring it from this aspect of the marriage one first. In the marriage setting, most women see themselves to be the lower person in the marriage, and the man sees themselves to be the subject in the marriage. So this brings a lot of women to be lonely, as you have rightly said, and that is where I agree with you, because in some marriages today, we have a lot of marriage cases whereby women do not have a voice. They do not have a skill, which is like my own word that says skill, purpose, autonomy, and engagement. They are being subjected because their husband is the head. Their husband say, let me use the pidgin one, na me be the oga, na me be the man of the house. This is killing a lot of women silently and is making them not to be active in the society. We have cases like that whereby you have women with a professional background, women with intelligence, but immediately they are married, they become the woman for the kitchen. Na in go cook, na in go do house chores. But what about every other aspect of that woman? That man did not say it. And this is what I am talking about whereby we should empower ourselves. We should stand up and be able to say, no, we women too, we can do a lot of things. We feel go length, we feel go breadth, we feel go far. Now we be the mama of man. So now we say we get say for inside marriage. And that is the aspect of marriage. For the teenagers, I would say if we look back, due to because we are parents, oh, I'm your father, I'm your mother, I have the right to decide for you. No, in this modern world, give the children a chance to speak. Give them the ability to express themselves so that we can all come on the same round table as a parent to child, or as a father or as a mother to a child, and we can come to a conclusive ground and be able to, the child will be able to like go the right way in life. So I would say a lot of women, due to genders, have been a little bit subjected of their own rights, of their own opinion, of their own decision, because you happens to be a girl's child, you happens to be a girl in the family. That notion has to change.
Okay.
Thank you, Masha.
Okay, Sister Mary.
Yeah.
So, we can say the female gender is not lonely.
No.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we're going to still be talking more about your achievements and some other very, very serious aspects of your project. Still talking about being lonely, let's talk about Asake, who also learned a voice by saying lonely. Up the top.
Money on my mind. Don't care what they yearning about me in particular. Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know. Oh la la la, the man but my love. But I'm caught up in this show, my love. Everyone see like Jack on my love. Need to find anybody in the money I want. But they hear what the people they do. Want to get a shack, a little love. See love when I want to get another one. I go take and do it in a love. Waiting you love, oh. You be waiting, I love, oh. Shake, go shake, I'm a don't take your shake,
people, welcome back. We're still talking with Sister Mary, Mother of Jesus, about our projects, about women empowerment. You said something about autism the other time. Is the organization also involved in autism?
That is in collaboration with the Mobi Disability Group. So the Mobi Disability Group is all about autism, children with autism, and they are also into domestic violence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Now, in this part of the world, there is an important aspect of running an NGO, especially in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And that aspect comes under a very serious scrutiny by both the regulators, the authorities, the government, and all that. I'm talking about funding. How do you go about funding your projects? Do you get grants from government? Do you get donations from stakeholders? And how do you run it?
Yeah, thank you, Masha. For the funding aspect of it, the government took their own part also in local settings and geographical settings within the United Kingdom. There are different kinds of fundings and grants. If you apply in correlation with what you're bringing to the community or to the society, those fundings are being granted. And you can also go for your personal funding, like involving people around you, your family, your friends, groups, and organization, if you have a project at hand and which the project has to be delivered. Yes, you get your funding also. And you get your funding. So in the aspect of funding, it depends on every individual or as a group or as organization on how you go about your funding. I can only speak about I can speak about others on how they go about their own funding. So when it comes to funding, that is a personal or issue for every individual on how to go about it. So if you want me to explain, if you have a project, we can come back and say, oh, we have this project funded by this group of people, funded by the government, maybe another charity could fund you or an individual. But in near future, we will come back with better things for Nayeri. Thank you, Masha.
Okay, Sister Mary, thank you very much for that. I know it's a very sensitive issue. You can only speak for yourself. You can't speak for others. When it comes to financial engineering, it's a to a B, two sides of the coin. Now, I don't know how old your organization is, and given what you have been able to do so far, can you actually tell us maybe one or two things that you have been able to achieve with your organization?
Yeah, we are not too old and we are not too young. We started last year in conjunction with the Mobi Disability Group. So we started in February 2024 in Manchester. And we are still in Manchester on Mostyn Lane. And so far, so good. We've been meeting with people and we're also planning a project on fitness and community cleanup, which is coming up on the 26th for the fitness at Mostyn Field, and the community cleanup on the 31st of May this month for Mostyn cleanup in general. So you're going to see us in masses. We're coming out with our volunteers and some co-inhabitants of Mostyn to make a Mostyn a better and a cleaner environment. So, and we've been doing some coffee and chats programs every fortnightly at Mostyn Memorial Hall. So on the 27th of May 2025, we're going to have another coffee and chats whereby we come together and people come together from different fields of life. We discuss different topics on every coffee and chats meeting day or forums day. And the next one is about parenting, the positive style of parenting. How can we parent our children in the society, not just in the United Kingdom? Because some people are asking, oh, they are wala for this country too much. You know, if you do this, you know, if you do that, you know, if you beat your Pekin. No, that ideology, na wrong one. So on Tuesday, 27th of May, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we are at Mostyn Memorial Hall on Mostyn Lane, Manchester. So if you have that time, just pop in and we'll talk more on the style of parenting, the positive style of parenting in the United Kingdom and in the world at large. No cheating, no. Nobody, they say, no beat your Pekin or anything. Nobody, they beat Pekin for here. But the proper channel, may go use channel your Pekin, and then they tell every one of us. Because we, more actually, we may do for here, may we just they come. Now they get the ideologies different too, and now they're putting ourselves into a lot of wahala for this country. I beg, wait till you put for hand, be put for grand. It's the right thing for us. If we do the proper and the positive side of how we take train our Pekin, nobody will get problem. So we, they come here as an organization, we they beg ourselves again on here, say I beg, all this things may not come meet for you. It's the proper thing, though, and it's the positive way. No brother, I'm not going to do bass boos, beat picking for head, or they shout on top picking. That is improper training. So when you come on the 27th of May at Mosti Memorial, you now hear more about it, and we are still coming back again to talk about that to our people and to the world at large. Thank you so much, Masha.
Okay, Sister Mary, that is one topic you mentioned that has generated quite a lot of controversies in the United Kingdom. I'm talking about child training. Going by our background, looking at where we come from, our brought up is absolutely different from the way they said we should do to our own children here. And a lot of Africans don't feel comfortable by the, you know, the norms, the rules, the policies in the society where we are here that says that you cannot touch your child, you cannot beat your child, you cannot scold your child, that you can only dialogue. I'm sure we're still going to talk a lot about that later in the future, but that particular issue has split homes, it has split marriages, it has split families, it has turned children against parents, it has turned parents against children. Because a lot of us feel so helpless, so powerless, that how can I train my child without being a bit hard on him or her? How can I let my child know that, hey, this is good, this is right? But the policies here say that you can also talk to that child. You really don't need to get a belt or get a cane or get a whatever. That dialogue is absolutely the best way to engage your child and let your child see exactly what you're trying to say. Okay, in this program, are we going to be having breakfast?
Yeah, we do. It's called Coffee and Chat program. Coffee. So we normally have, it's a program that you have your voice is being heard, and it's also a section of whereby you feel at home.
Do you know why I'm asking why we're going to be having breakfast? Because I want to invite Bonner Boy over to the studio now to give us a breakfast. Last. Bonner Boy, let's go.
Keep it.
Last. Now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo. Shayo.
Choco power for the result. Nothing to discuss, oh, cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl insult, oh. I'm a mind that's really talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kebo like the baba fryo. Feelings been this swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now so much you remain could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Timbani at you. From a white dog if any suit. Why you say I did nothing for you? And if I do anything you want me to do.
I need people, I shall
you. I need people, I shall
Okay, Sister Mary, welcome back.
Thank you, Masha.
All right, so talking about your organization, I remember we were talking about the child training, and I think the orientation is not really there for most Africans living in the United Kingdom to accept that fact, that reality, that there are other ways, let me use the word other, there are other ways you can train a child besides the African way. And as far as your organization is concerned, what efforts are you putting in place to strengthen this orientation and reorientation of this child training policy?
Thank you, Masha. What my organization is doing is creating awareness to people. I'll give you an instance. There was a day I was going, I think about 4 months ago, I was at the park, a children's park. I just went there to see what is going on there. And I met this child in the park. Immediately this child saw me from afar. He was just coming towards me and the mom was just on phone. She never take cognizance of me playing with that child. I was with that child for like almost 15 minutes. And I noticed she never looked back. No, even like say, oh, who are you talking to there? So I have to walk up to her and said, madam, is this your child? And she said, yes. What are you doing at the park at this time of the day? This child needs to be in school. And she said, oh, I would say for my own language, says, they say he didn't get a diarrhea. Which kind of diarrhea now he didn't get? I said, oh, have you taken this child to the GP? He said, no, I don't get their time. So I took interest in the matter and I said, come, where are you from? She said, she's from Nigeria. How long have you been in this country? She said, just 2 years. I said, okay, oh, that is why Nanami would they talk about. And I have to like sit down. I said, do you know for 15 minutes I've been with your child and you are busy being on the phone? If I happen, may I be saying that these people will they talk and call? You go say they don't do bad for you. They don't call police. Because 15 minutes I deal with your child, you not even look back. You they busy, they talk. If you don't call police for your picking now, and they will come meet you. Okay, if I stand saying I'm mystic on God police, you go say my fellow Nigeria are no good. These are all the things we are talking about. They said charity begins at home. It depends on how you lay your bed. You're going to lie on it. Nobody is being harsh to anybody in this country. And the policy of this country is not harsh to us. If we follow the rule, we follow the regulation, it is going to be better for us and our children. And that is one thing Hopeful Heart is doing. We are giving that awareness to people on how we can go about it. You know, we blacks have a lot of negligence when it comes to children. You might like, oh, yes, the way they take born me. Now, hard way. You don't need to shout on your child, though. If they follow and talk or this, that. You have to come to a round table and dialogue together. So, my people, for today, what thing will they try to tell now? Be say, concerning the child's positive style of training a child, because that's our next topic at our coffee meeting on the 27th, is get the right information on how to go about training your child in the United Kingdom and in the world at large. And I believe, say, for Nigeria, say, back home, say, people say, don't they understand the concept where the Oyibo people, they give us. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you. I will be looking forward for your comments and your feedback. And I want to thank you for today, for my Oga for studio today, in his name.
Joy.
Tayo Mustafa, alias Masha. Am I... Ogame, they do the whole music for the background. May make all these things if they possible. So, all right. Jore Oluwa. And also with my colleagues here, Ahmed Olawale Shoumi. I will say thank you now for everybody. May not give me this privilege and this opportunity. And for all of you, may not be out there, may not be listening to my voice. Thank you very much. I see they come back, we just start to the roll and small.
Okay, Sister Mary, Mother of Jesus, it's my pleasure having you on this program. And I'm sure the listeners have been able to take one or two cues out of your story for today. I want to appreciate you personally, and I also want to appreciate your organization for the advocacy ventures you've been doing. A lot of Nigerians living in Manchester absolutely appreciate your efforts, and we will continue to support your organization in whatever way we can to make sure that an average Nigerian, an average African lives comfortably without discrimination in Manchester and even beyond. Once again, Sister Mary, you're welcome. It's my pleasure having you on this program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And as a village boy, there is a song I love so much that was produced by the village people called YMCA. A big shout out to Mr. Ahmed Olawale Showumi for the support. And my producer, Jore, we are still on track. Let's go. YMCA.
Off the ground, I said,
young man,
'cause you're in a new town, there's no need
to be unhappy, young man.
There's a place you can go, I said,
young man,
when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways
to have a good time.
Fun to stay at the
YMCA.
Fun to stay at the
YMCA.
They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the
YMCA.
Fun to stay at the
YMCA.
You can get yourself cleaned. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
Young man,
are you listening?
Okay, people, that was Sister Mary, our very own Sister Mary, telling us about our advocacy organization. Before we round up on today's program, like I said earlier, Sister Mary was doing most of the talking. Me, I just zipped my mouth, just the hair in grammar they go. But the funny enough, she said she took me back home. She gave me a very, very deep back to the root underground language, which is pidgin. Nobody says it like Nigerians. We say it the way it is. You say it, it is sorted. All right, people, talking about the identity I was talking about earlier in the program, it is important that we mold all this up together. And what I'm saying, what do I mean by molding up together, is our source. What is the source? How do we generate it? From our environment? Is it hereditary? Yes. Is it genetic? Yes. From our peer groups, from our friends, from our siblings, from our families, from our relatives, from everything that shapes the society where we live in, either by natural occurrence or artificial, our identity is very key. Once we can get the sources of this, you can also do away with the ones that affect you negatively and embrace the one that affects you positively. All right. On a final note today, I can only say one thing. Be authentic. Be real. Just like Marshall. Vibes with Marshall. We'll be back next week, Saturday, 1 to 2, on your number one radio station, Radio Africana. Iru Bam.
One time all the girlie them love me, ablem-lem. Ablem-lem. Push ablem-lem. Ablem-lem. Push ablem-lem.
Show me what you got.
Ablem-lem.
Show me what you got.
Ablem-lem.
All my girls see bad.
Ablem-lem.
B.A.C. to Cali.
Ablem-lem.
One yo oh.
Push ablem-lem.
Baby girl you got.
Ablem-lem.
Ooh yo oh. Push ablem-lem. Baby girl you got. Show me what you got.
Ablem blem.
B.A.C. tonight.
Ablem blem.
Baby girl you got. Oh my baby one yo oh.
Ablem blem.
Baby girl you got.
Ablem blem.
Pull yo oh.
Push ablem blem.
Baby girl you got.
Ablem blem.
Show me what you got.
Ablem blem.
Be a seat tonight.
Ablem blem.
Baby girl you got. Oh my baby one yo oh.
Ablem blem.
Baby girl you got.
Ablem blem.
Pull yo oh. Push ablem blem. Baby girl you got.
Is the biggest Afrobeats radio station, Radio Africana.
Old customer, we are super clean, clean, clean. But should they be done for what you are for? What dinner?
We
are the
fight and we quarrel. We gon' settle when everything is not well. Girl, make you be gentle. The one that girl with me act well. Two of us like pot and kettle. I just can't tell why we fight and we wrestle. I saw the way